Okay, hello everyone, and welcome to Planetary Light Meditation 8. We're going to use the power of 8 today, the infinity power. So you want to call that in. So here's a brief overview of what we're going to do today. We're going to go into how we can implement the internal changes we have been creating to manifest your new reality according to your soul's vision as we move further into this great planetary shift, the purification of the planet. And as you know, many changes are occurring, especially from the other side. From the other side of the veil, as well as that which is behind the veil here on this planet. And it's triggering the unconscious to heal the remnants of our past patterns as we have brought this level forth in this incarnation for completion. Yay! The emotional body definitely has been shaken up to its core. In the mental body, the mind has been deeply stirred and agitated. Some of you may be experiencing what is called PTSD type symptoms, as well as ascension symptoms, as well as the triggering of your core issues emotionally. And some of you are in a bit of overwhelm as to what you have to deal with your earth life. So look at this in a very positive way, that it's being brought forth for the clearing so you can truly manifest your heart's desires. Now, there's one thing that's been made evident. If you look at the news, just look what's happening around the world. And I've heard this from light workers, not my perspective, but they say that you have to take a side. You can't remain in the observer mode. You've got to take a side. Well, that may or may not be true. So you want to look at this level very carefully. Because when you take sides in duality, you're stuck. That's like the perpetrator and the victim. They're both stuck. They're both stuck in that cycle. So if you take the side of right versus wrong, you're going to be stuck. So let's take a deep breath. So how are we to react or respond to these energetic challenges? Are you reacting or are you responding? Reaction comes from the emotional body as well as the mental body. Response comes from the soul and from the heart. So how are we to deal with all of this regarding our career, our next step forward in our career, our current relationships, our money flow, and our self-worth, our self-esteem? And how are we going to move into this new reality that we wish to live in while the world seemingly remains in chaos, conflict, confusion, pain, anger, and whatnot? So let's choose today collectively to bring forth divine guidance and direction and clarity so that you know in which direction you are going and where your focus is. And at the end of this activation, we're going to do, as we always do, a planetary cleansing. So begin to call forth your knowing, your wisdom, and your compassion. These will be the qualities that will help move you through these great earth changes. So get ready to receive. You may lie down for this if you wish. Okay, so for those of you new to this call, we always do a protocol so that we can create a very deep state of conscious meditation and out-of-body experiences. So if you leave your body and zone out, that is perfectly okay, because this is recorded live and evergreen, so you will get it. And the more you listen to this activation, the more you're going to get. And the benefits build upon one another. Cumulative. Look up that word. It's a beautiful word. Cumulative benefits and effects. All right. So as we begin to settle into our center, we're going to activate the four pillars of light from the archangels for your home. And really, really feel these pillars of light being activated. They come from the inner planes and anchor into the earth through your home. So feel that anchoring. Feel that very beautiful sacred space that's being created around you, your home, and into your neighborhood. And we're going to call forth from the other side of the grid masters that will help assist in the cleansing of the planetary grid system. So we're going to breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth, preferably touching the tip of your tongue to the roof of the mouth to help create a nice, strong, energetic flow within your etheric body and your physical body. Palms facing upwards, touching thumb with index finger. And we're going to bring our awareness to the base chakra as we breathe in and as we breathe out. Feeling those pillars of light, we're going to call forth the Council of 14 that helps bring forth this activation. They come from a very, very deep place within the heart of creation. They have no form, but you can feel their presence. 14 of them, or pairs of 7, however you want to feel that. Invite them in. So as we breathe this divine light of transformation into the body through the nose, bring awareness to the base chakra, and as you exhale, begin to let go of all energies that are not yours that you may have accumulated over time, especially since the lockdown. Letting go of tribal consciousness, all the chaos and pain of the world, the conflict, the anger, the disruption, the battle of light and dark. Letting go of your pain body, your emotional body, and your intellect. And beginning to move awareness through the heart chakra into the still point. All right, we're going to open up the base chakra as well as the feet chakra and establish your magnetic connection to the emerald grid that is within the earth. Beautiful emerald grid. Feel your feet tingling. Feel that connection through your feet chakra, through your earth star chakra, into the emerald grid of the earth, into Gaia, into the sacred heart of the earth. We're moving away from the collective astral plane into the oneness. We are becoming aware of the oneness as well as your physical body at the same time. Allowing your body and the base chakra to begin to resonate to this vibration of oneness. Now, continue to let go of fear, doubt, letting go of the chaos, letting go of all energies that are not yours. Letting go of any judgments you have regarding your survival upon the planet. Deep breath. Are you going to call in your higher self to stand by? Are you going to call forth your inner child to receive the healing that they are ready to receive regarding early childhood memories, traumas, injuries, accidents? I'm going to call forth an alignment with your soul group. Take a deep breath. Call in your guardian angel to be, if you are sitting behind you, if you are laying down, say, next to your left side. In the pets, just call in the Archangel Ariel. The guardian of pets and animals. Beautiful archangel, feminine archangel. We're going to call forth a Raphael. We're going to call forth your comedy team, your healing team, your council of light. You're going to ask your comedy team to step in those moments where you become too serious, to bring lightness of being, humor, comedy, funniness, and laughter. Call forth cherubs. They also bring forth much joy. Call in your star councils. We're going to call forth the energies from the great central sun, Alpha and Omega, and the power of eight, the infinity sign. Continue to release to the base chakra the stress, the worry, the doubt. Releasing judgments. Releasing your attachment to pain and suffering. Continue to breathe. Bring awareness to the knee chakras, allowing a miracle healing to occur with any injuries or trauma, tension or stress in the knees, in the knee chakras, and the ankle chakras, and any issues with the feet. Feel as if the stress in your feet chakras are releasing into the earth. Clearing the feet chakras so that you can walk upon the earth in a clear and precise manner. Anchoring deep into the sacred heart of Gaia. Now, bring awareness to your whole body from head to toe, relaxing the forehead muscles, your jaw, your eyelid muscles, your shoulder joints, your fingers, your calves, your toes, relaxing the belly, relaxing the neck, relaxing the base of the skull. Now, let's take the light into the solar plexus, very important chakra. Now, begin to release any levels of inflammation and heaviness within the solar plexus chakra, within the etheric body, allowing that stress to release through the feet into the earth. Release the pain. Release your sense of not being in control. Releasing the anger at the world. Releasing unconsciousness from the solar plexus. Continue to breathe deeply into the light. Feeling that solar energy from the great central sun, activating to the next level the power within your solar plexus. We're going to ask your pets to release the human energy from their solar plexus. Now move awareness through a golden arc of light into your soul body. And holding the focus within your soul body, breathing awareness into the heart, activating the emerald disc, the green disc behind your physical heart. Activating your soul signature, your still point. Activating to now a deeper level, your soul blueprint, your life purpose. Now begin to release from the heart any sense of confusion and doubt. Releasing the stress within the heart chakra regarding world events, earth changes, the unknown. Ask your guardian angel for love and support. Now we're going to call forth Metatron's cube. Call forth Metatron's cube to be placed around your body in your energy field. Activating the sacred geometry within you. including the flower of life. Your Merkaba, feel the power of 8 within your heart. Now allow a very deep cleansing of your heart chakra with the infinity power. Letting go of your sense of aloneness or loneliness. And replacing that with your connection with your tribe, your soul group. Oneness with the earth. Activating your compassion. Love for self. Love for who you are. Love for your physical body. Breathing in this now moment. Breathing in, giving and receiving as one. Allow an activation of your immune system through your thymus, your digestive system, your spleen. Now, begin to breathe the power of the light into your DNA, your RNA, your chromosomes, your genes, your codons, your telomeres, your protons, electrons, and neutrons. Allow an activation of your latent DNA. And as you are ready to release, finally, any considerations of taking on the pain and suffering of the world, including your ancestors and family members, and as you are ready to let go energetically of the need to save the world, the need to save the earth, humanity. continue to breathe deeply into your still point, allowing the flow from your soul body to activate to the next level your heart chakra. Allowing the rib cage to breathe once again. Breathe deeply into the lungs. Letting go of "I can't breathe." Breathing in, "I am the breath of life." Breathing in, "I am the resurrection of life." Feel the power of the central sun growing within you. Feel the sun moving through your meridians, affecting all the organs in your body. Breathing in awareness into the heart. Go deeper into the heart. Breathe deeply into the lungs. And now up into the throat and your thyroid. Let go of any and all levels of fear vibrations that have affected your thyroid gland and your metabolism and your weight and your sleep patterns and your body temperature. Release the restrictions around your throat and your personal expression. You can let go of parental influences as a young person growing up in this world from the throat. Letting go of all restrictions around the throat chakra, around your telepathic abilities, your clairaudience, expression of yourself. Holding the space that your thyroid gland is strong, and flexible. Breathe in divine balance and harmony for your thyroid. Allowing your thyroid to balance your blood sugar levels. Allowing the thyroid to realign with the cycles of the moon. Now, connect energetically your throat chakra with your sacral chakra, which is your chakra of relationships. Begin to allow for the freedom of expression in your relationships, especially your intimate relationships, but also those within your earth job. With your colleagues, with your peer group. With your parents, your kids. Allow for the release of any sense of disconnection between your voice and your emotions. Breathe deeply into the throat, into your belly button area, into your low back. Into your reproductive organs. Releasing any level of shame and guilt within the sacral chakra, within your reproductive organs. Stay focused within your soul body. Let's bring awareness up into your beautiful third eye chakra, your pineal pituitary thalamus, hypothalamus, base of the skull, medulla. Feel the cleansing power of the figure eight flow within your third eye chakra. Releasing the pain of perception. Bringing forth the power to see clearly. Deep breath in. Breathing in the power to see truth. To see behind the veil. To see behind the suffering and the chaos, the confusion and conflicts. We are going to call forth the A-team for those of you that are perceiving that you have been interfered with. Just simply receive. Now let's bring awareness into the crown chakra, as well as your soul star chakra above your head. Activating that space within the third ventricle, your thalamus. Bring awareness now, while still maintaining focus within your soul body, into the very center of your brain, into the third ventricle. Feel the stimulation of your pineal, pituitary, cerebrum, your thalamus, and your hypothalamus, and your medulla. All of the sacred points within the brain. Feeling the stimulation of both hemispheres. As you allow your brain function to move gradually into whole brain functioning, healing the split within the brain of duality and right and left, and male and female, and yin and yang. Allow a cleansing of your inner ear canal, your sphenoid process, and your sinus cavity. Allow a deep cleansing of the eyes and the optic nerve. Now begin to feel this divine light flowing downwards from the third ventricle, down towards the fourth ventricle, your brain stem, and the inner channels of your spinal column. Allow a release of all of the heaviness within your spine and the nerves that come off the spine that feed your organs. Allowing the spine to self-adjust naturally, especially your atlas and your sacrum and tailbone and coccyx. Allow the body its innate ability to heal itself and to regenerate organs and systems and glands and brain tissue. Allowing the body to heal itself. Allowing the body to release its limitations that have been placed upon it from all of the misteachings in all lifetimes from those in authority. Releasing the false beliefs freeing yourself from the illusions of the old matrix of pain and suffering Now we're going to bring awareness down into the sacrum from the soul body holding the vibrations of harmony and balance. Holding that state of body with earth alignment as one. Letting go of the sense of separation of body and earth being different. Letting go of the sense that your body is not connected with the earth mother. in releasing any and all considerations that you, the I am, the oversoul, the spirit, not being fully connected with your physical body. And letting go of the concept that you are your body and not your spirit. Deep breath. Now continue to allow a very deep cleansing of your spine, of your vagus nerve system, of your kundalini channels, of your etheric body. Now, keeping the focus within your soul body, we're going to call forth the grid masters for this planet. That will include also all of the levels of the earth. And ask the grid masters what you can do right now to help with the cleansing of the planetary grid system. As well as the elementals of the earth and the nature spirits. So we'll give you a few moments in silence to receive guidance and direction as to how to open up and channel those frequencies that best will benefit the earth and humanity at this time. Move into the space of clear and perfect channel for the power of blessings and grace to flow through your being and your physical body to humanity and the earth. And as a collective, we are going to call forth Prime Creator. And to deeply ask once again for divine intervention for planet Earth and humanity, that the truth be known, that love be the guiding force within all beings and all life on the planet. Off planet, inner Earth, and we ask that divine light be known within each human And we ask for the complete healing and cleansing of the collective astral plane. And divine intervention for those that have remained asleep and are undergoing great challenges within their lives. We ask for the power to be restored upon the earth, the power of love, compassion, wisdom, harmony and balance. And we ask for divine intervention for all those that are making transition, that their passage be made safe, filled with joy and light. And that all beings stuck within the astral plane be released unto divine light. Continue to channel the power of love into the earth, to all of the countries upon the planet, to all leaders, known and hidden. And we ask for divine intervention on behalf of all of the children upon the earth and all of our pets, the elemental kingdom, the nature spirits, the fairy kingdom, and we ask to the Elohim to anchor more deeply the power of peace into the earth. Feel the light moving through your neighborhood, your city, your county, your state, your country. Feel the light moving to all governments. To the military, to the politicians, to the banking system, to education and medicine, to all the musicians and artists, to the light workers, the light weavers, the way showers, the new millennium generation, to all mothers, to all fathers, we ask that the great invocation be made manifest upon the earth now. Allow this activation to continue until complete. Now begin to descend your soul body to your physical etheric body as if you are going to overlay your soul body upon your physical etheric body. feeling the merging of heaven and earth within you as you come back to your physical body, being aware of your room, being aware of the bottoms of your feet, the palms of your hands, the tip of your nose, your whole spinal column. Gently guiding back to your physical body. In the here, in the now, in the present moment. Declaring within that I am as God created me. And in those moments of doubt or indecision, that I proclaim, I rest in God. Feel that. Coming back more awake, more alert, more alive, more of who you truly are. Allowing the ego to step aside. Allowing for a deeper connection with your spiritual guides, your power animal, your guardian angel, your inner child, your soul group, your tribe upon the earth. Allowing these changes to occur over time in divine right order and timing. Feeling the power of the presence. When you're ready, slowly open the eyes. Allowing your brain to adjust. And if you need to, take a short nap. Remember to drink water, and if you need to go out in the world today, make sure you're fully grounded and focused with the pillars of light around you. So let's take a moment to give thanks and gratitude for all assistance given. Gratitude to the earth. Gratitude to the masters, to the angels, to the great central sun. To Alpha and Omega. Remain clear of the chaos of the world. And when you're ready, awaken into the now. Blessings to each one of you and your pets. Namaste from Asheville.